fresh dose of tech news and insight. This is the Early Burb Briefing.
It is Monday, May 31st, 2021. This is the Early Burb Briefing. I'm Eagle Falcon. You know, I debated today what I was going to record for Memorial Day. It's a holiday, actually, today in the U.S., for those who don't know. Personally, I am still kind of surprised at how much of an international viewership I have with just these podcasts. It's still, to this day, kind of blows me away. And I tried to get a little Q&A thing together, but there weren't enough like really interesting questions. But today, when I did my stream, there were a couple of questions in regards to the different streaming platforms. And the conversation eventually just came down to, you know, it's kind of interesting. There's all this interesting stuff going on behind the doors of Twitch, but you don't talk about it on the podcast. The main reason being is that when I prepare, whether it be this podcast, the Early Burb Briefing, or Eagle Eyes on Tech, which is my main podcast, what I tend to do is I have a long list of various tech outlets, and also my phone just kind of goes through and pulls the top hitting tech articles. And that's the main source I use for a lot of my stuff. So basically, I'm at the mercy of what pretty much every other tech outlet does. Because, of course, I'm just one guy. I cannot go through and say, like, all right, well, it's the day before Eagle Eyes on Tech. I'm going to go through, read the entire Twitch blog. That's not how that works. I end up going through, I make notes, and then throughout the week, and then I talk about it. One thing that actually slipped under the radar and actually is some very interesting news from Twitch, and it is the fact that Twitch has opened up the back end for both their poll system and their prediction system. For those who don't know, in the Twitch world, there are two features that are built into the chat that's very recently. And either the streamer or moderators of the chat can start a poll. They'll be built into the chat, and they can just vote directly in whatever method they're using to view the stream. Before, it used to be you'd have to go over to like straw poll and vote there, or you'd have like a text-based bot, and then the chat would then be filled with ones and twos and all that sort of jazz. But previously, that was just, you know, that was just the way it is. Now that's integrated in, it's just like, oh, that's kind of neat, but, you know, whatever. The same thing with predictions. You can use the internal point system that Twitch came up with and kind of bet on an outcome. And then the points would be divvied up. Of course, I use the word bet. A lot of people don't see it that way, but the thing is that that's what it is. You are betting fictional money, and that actually is not allowed in some countries. Keep that in mind. I actually do moderate for someone where it is illegal to bet even with fictional money. So we're specifically said we cannot under any circumstances use this feature for that reason. But I digress. The point of the back end being open, though, means that developers can start using these tools that Twitch has for more interesting methods. One person already demonstrated using this back end that they could have a game of Minecraft, for example. And Twitch actually showed this off in their blog post as well. That a script will, without the streamer knowing, which makes it even better, it would launch a poll. And specifically in this case, it was, what challenge should we have the streamer take on? And it was just like bees, skeletons, zombies, and it would just go through a list. And then, of course, everyone would just vote. And the streamer wouldn't know. And the streamer would then, after the poll was finished, the bot then would use that knowledge it got. And then automatically have the streamer, or just spawn whatever it was that was voted for, into the game. We've seen iterations of this in the past, but it's kind of clunky. You had to have the chat spam and fill up with all sorts of ones and twos or threes and whatnot. It was just, from a stream point of view, it was unrefined. And then, of course, if you glance over, try to say like, hey, chat, how you doing? And you see a bunch of ones and twos, it's just like, oh boy, here we go. Whereas with the poll sort of situation, you as the streamer can set it up if you so choose, so that you don't know it's coming and it'll catch you off guard and make for an amazing moment. These sort of things are currently in the works. Now, granted, they're not new to Twitch. In fact, it was done before on a game like Choice Chamber. But like I said, it was an unrefined method. Methods like this were also being done on Mixer, but I hate to break it to you. Mixer doesn't exist because Microsoft messed it up. And I hate to break it to you, but those assets going over to Facebook Gaming, ugh. Ugh. Just look. In fact, even looking at this sort of thing, with these kind of interactivity tools, Mixer was a real threat to Twitch. I kept hearing that for years because of it. Now, as far as this interactivity element, Mixer is just a footnote in the history book, and no one, underline, no one, is getting close to the level of interactivity that Twitch is amassing. Just as, and really, for the most part, when it comes to this live streaming space and this level of interactivity with the viewers, YouTube's not getting close, although YouTube keeps threatening it with Stadia and whatnot, but they can't even figure out how to get people to use Stadia in the first blasted place. And then on top of that, YouTube just can't, for whatever reason, get out of its own way with its live streaming service. It just can't. And Facebook Gaming, the name Facebook among the current generation is mud. It is dead. It really, really is. So all Twitch just has to do is just not shoot themselves in the foot. That's all they gotta do. So with that, I say, you know, here's a sign that, you know, we talk over and over again about critical mistakes Twitch is making. But when you really look at it, aside from the weird sort of signals they keep sending out, the disgusting amount of pandering they try to do to this group, that group, or the other thing, rather than just work on making a product that is good for everyone. As long as they just stay out of their own way and let themselves grow, it is hard to see how any other streaming platform is going to catch Twitch. But you know, like I said, they gotta make sure they don't sabotage themselves first. And really, just kind of that sort of thought process, that kind of look how everything's going on Twitch. And then you see people like, oh, I think I'll go over to YouTube. I think I'll go over to Facebook. You really think that's a wise idea? I want you to think about it, because maybe down the road, maybe YouTube will finally catch up. Maybe YouTube will finally be a threat. But in the immediate future, it's not. And you might be thinking 3 years out from now, you need to think about between tomorrow and those 3 years. Always keep that in mind in this streaming business. That's going to do it for me. Stay safe and stay healthy.